Accession number 12035, rule 6.
And this is veal 6. Did you ever preach pacifism?
Specifically? No, I don't think I did. I mean, I have put it in front of... I don't think I've heard of any sort of young women come and ask me, but I have put it in front of young men who've talked to me individually, sort of, well, how do you... And tried to put the two points of view in there. But, no, I haven't ever, because, again, there, in a sense, you're in such a position, unless you can be answered back, I think you're in a position where you're just advocating one line, I think. There, you have to try and put both sides, I think, of a thing. Like again, over politics, you can put fundamental Christian principles and things, and then see where that leads people to. And again, William, he said he was always glad there was no Christian political party, because there could be Christian conservatives and Christian socialists. But he put forward strongly certain fundamental principles, sort of the right to work, the right to good housing, the right to education, and so on.
You seem to have been very influenced, am I right in thinking this, by your uncle?
Oh, profoundly, yes, all through. I still don't think there's been anyone who puts things quite as succinctly and clearly as he did. Besides, of course, this tremendous sense of humour and things, right down to little things. I mean, once in the car, driving to a confirmation, his very nice chauffeur that he had, lost his way and turned to the back and said, "I've lost my way. I think we're lost, Your Grace." And so Uncle William said, "Well, you'd better ask someone." And he turned and said, "I will inquire, Your Grace." And as he got out of the car, Uncle William said, "We have been rebuked." And then the nice, well, if it mustn't go on, there are masses of stories about him. Then the nice thing of, my father was president of the Institute of Sanitary Engineers. And one time in the war, when he was president, he got his younger brother William, and he was to come and give the speech at it. And Uncle William got up and said, sort of, "This may be a great and very special occasion for me, because, you see, it is my older brother who's asked me." And both in our letters and in conversation, we still address each other as olden and young'un. And I've always been addressed by your president as young'un. And I'm just wondering whether the solemnity of the occasion tonight will have me addressed properly. And so when my father got up to speak, he paused for a moment and then turned and said, "Your Grace." And Uncle William went, "Ah!"
Well, thank you very much indeed, Bishop Temple. It's been most interesting listening to your experiences in the war and your reflections about pacifism.
No, well, I say we clergy talk far too much.